It had been 16 long hours since the attack began. The Liberty's wounded were evacuated by helicopter to the USS America. There, Liberty Intelligence Officer David Lewis says he met privately with 6th Fleet's Rear Admiral Lawrence Dyce. Dyce died in 1980, and Lewis's account of the meeting is uncorroborated.
He said that he wanted somebody to know that we weren't forgotten. An attempt had been made to come to our assistance. He said that he had launched a flight of aircraft to come to our assistance. Then he had then called Washington. Secretary McNamara came on the line and ordered the recall of the aircraft, which he did. Concurrently, he said that since he suspected that they were afraid that there might have been nuclear weapons on board, he reconfigured another flight of aircraft, strictly conventional weaponry, and relaunched them. After the second launch, he again called Washington to let them know what was going on. Again, Secretary McNamara ordered the aircraft recalled. Not understanding why, he requested confirmation of the order, and the next higher in command came on to confirm that, President Johnson, with the instructions that the aircraft were to be returned, that he would not have his allies embarrassed. He didn't care who was killed or what was done to the ship. Words to that effect. With that, Admiral Dyce swore me to secrecy for his lifetime. I had been silent up until I found out from Admiral Moore that Admiral Dyce had passed away.